Oh my goodness, it went.
Well, hello. Well, it's been a minute. When was the last one? We've only made one.
Yeah.
The other one was true. A draft.
Yeah, and that.
Welcome to our second podcast. No, yeah. It was in November.
No. We waited. Then we waited a long time.
Maybe yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. We've missed everyone so much.
All 44 what is, of you.
All 44
here. No. Put that on there.
Oh, I thought we were gonna read it.
Yeah, okay.
Bella grabs my journal and she says, "Well, actually, she said nothing. I just assumed she was gonna read it or something. My journal is not for reading. Okay, what's happened?" So many things. Like, literally so many things. I can't even name one thing that's happened.
Okay. Here's what I can say is that
what?
Our last podcast, you know what we talked about the
entire yes. time? Yes, I do.
That's so embarrassing.
I know.
Because he has not made a single appearance since then.
No. Like, no joke, we have not spoken to him.
And I feel nothing, and he's...
Yeah, me neither.
His ego's a little big.
Ugh, and but, it's like, so annoying. And his girlfriend's not real. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's fake. No, like she's a Barbie she's, doll. It's, he's not like faking her, but like she like it's weird.
No, yeah.
Did okay.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, I'm a little sick. My voice is a little raspy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
What okay, we... so this time last year we were sophomores and now we're juniors. And I am in school now. I did online school last year because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did.
I keep forgetting that.
Can you imagine that?
That must have sucked.
What a loser I was. I was basically homeschooled. Isn't that sad for me?
Yeah. I'm still in school.
Yep.
I was in school.
This is so true. Bella is still so awesome.
Yeah, I am.
Boom.
See, I just don't know what to cover, because if I go, like, a timeline from last December to now, so much, but, like,
nothing. I know, I feel like we've just missed our opportunity, and we just need to, like, start from right now. Okay, how was your day, Bella? What did you get up to this fine September
so we're gonna start from
evening.
This day.
Yeah, just like okay. Whatever.
You know, my day was pretty good.
Okay.
I went and watched tennis because our team was playing in regions, and we did pretty bad. I'm gonna be honest.
Well,
we took like third.
That's not bad.
No, I think someone else from another school took. We took third or fourth. All of our girls qualified for state, but none
that's
of them
good.
Took first, and just not a good day.
Well, Raquel took second.
Yeah.
That's
no, she didn't. And
bad.
So did Brooklyn and Grace, but they didn't take first.
Well,
but I think they could take first in state. So, yeah, then I went to biology. And
I was there.
That is true. We have that class. And
yep.
Then we did an experiment, but ours did not work.
Yeah,
the
that's
pH
weird.
Was supposed to stay that changed, but it stayed at 6.68 the entire time. You okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been coughing like a little
that's okay.
dog. Let me get some water.
Okay.
Entertain the viewers.
Then I came over here to do some homework. Did only a little bit of homework.
We still did some though, which is kind
oh, yeah.
of surprising
oh,
to me.
I had my job interview today. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Where are we gonna work, Bella?
No, you get to say it, not me.
Okay. Well, okay, guys. You gotta take this. Okay, so our friend Erica works for American Eagle, right? And we need a job because we just spend so much money. Or I do. Bella's pretty frugal, I'll be honest.
I am now. I have been really good with that lately, but I used to spend so much money.
Probably because you had a job.
Yeah, I had money. Now I literally don't.
I literally don't have money.
So.
Okay.
I'm worried about
so kids. Now we're going to work at, let's say it on three.
Okay.
One, two, three. You tricked me. You little silly girl.
You didn't say it.
You little naughty mother effer.
American Eagle.
So, we know the implication this has, but it's a job.
I think it could be fun. I think it'll be fun because I met the manager today. He's really awesome, actually. He's pretty chill.
And it really, it doesn't seem hard. You fold clothes.
No, yeah.
And you help people.
We just walk around and, like, talk to each other and That's talk to awesome. Customers. Like, yeah. It really does not sound bad at all.
No, yeah. But, you know what? I didn't even have to interview.
Yeah.
And I just got the job.
Yeah, like, I had to interview, though, I'll be honest.
COVID really effed up the economy. I was about to say the ecosystem.
Well, probably that, too.
Probably, I'll be honest.
It killed a lot.
What else?
So, we're doing that.
What did I do today?
I don't know.
I had class. I almost fell asleep during class. I did fall asleep during class, actually. No harm done.
Oh my god, this must be so boring.
Why? I think this is interesting.
We gotta talk about something other than just school.
Well, some of us have drama.
What drama? No, you make that face and there could be a lot of that means. You can start talking about whatever you'd like. Okay, yeah.
Really?
I mean, why not?
Sure, okay, fine. All right, we have a store. I didn't. sorry about that. We have a story for you. Also, I feel like we've changed a lot since last year. So you're basically just getting a whole new podcast. Do you remember what this is called?
Here and there.
Here and there. Yeah.
What
is it? Story even supposed to mean?
Oh, yeah, it is, because the little red thing at the top.
That's crazy.
Okay. Well, I guess. Hi guys.
Yeah.
So kind of restarting.
Yep. Okay. My name's Katie.
My name's Bella.
And we're gonna tell you a story now. Alrighty.
I feel like I should start the story.
Okay, yeah, it is kind of your story.
Alright, so in our school and with our religious beliefs, I guess, we have this class called seminary.
Yeah!
Kind of awesome, and I kind of hate it, but it's alright. I got sat next to this sophomore boy.
Give us your... I want to hear your first impressions.
Okay. So, so first day I wasn't sitting by him.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the other side of the class, and the first thing I found out was that he was related to his older brother, who's very popular in our school.
Are we not going to say his name? Because I'm going to have a really hard time not saying his name.
Oh, for sure. I think we should say it. Okay, so his name's Drew, and his older brother's James. James is way popular, and so...
Like, student government... Big bootied,
big booty.
Oh. I was talking to Erica about this, and I was like, have you ever noticed, like, how ginormous James's, like, butt is? And she's like, yeah, all the time. Well, not, she didn't say all the time, but she was like, yeah.
I'm just,
you know what, so I asked her, and I was like, do you find James Tosin? Oh.
Hey, we can't talk about it. Okay, it doesn't matter. Keep going.
Do you find him attractive? It's so hard for me not to say last names.
Okay, I feel like it really...
It doesn't matter. Probably. Anyways, he, like, just has a ginormous dump truck. And I wondered if Erica found him attractive. I actually don't remember what she said. I think she said no.
He made out
with Paige. Isn't that, like, perfect a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like...
I could see how some people could find him attractive because...
I could see that, too.
You know what I've noticed?
He has good hair.
He has good skin. His skin is so good, and he has a good nose. Those are things I've noticed. And he's really funny.
I haven't really noticed that.
Yeah.
I can't see him being funny.
Really?
No.
What conversations have you had?
Never.
Okay, well...
Never, actually.
He's quite entertaining, so it makes sense.
I think I need to talk to him or something because...
You just hate him so much.
I do.
Well, and I think that's because of what Drew's told you.
I know. And okay. Great. Okay, sorry. We go back to your first impressions. Okay.
So, that was automatically, I was like, oh, okay, this is this kid's brother. And that was, it was just funny to me, actually. I just thought it was funny. I texted our group chat. I was like, James Tillotson's little brother. Oh, my God.
I didn't say it all.
I just said it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, here we go.
There's probably a lot of those in the world.
Oh, for sure. Should I just look it up? Okay. I was like, James' little brother is in our class. And that was funny. Okay, anyways. And what? No, I'm wrong. Okay.
What?
Well, okay. And he said some funny things. I don't remember what they were, but they were just funny. He was loud and a lot like his brother. And so those are my first impressions. Not much. Next class, though, we get sat by each other. We got put right next to each other with the seating chart. So we start talking and just friendly and fun. It was fun. He was kind of awesome. Not going to lie. I kind of really liked him at first. I mean, he's still great. But he was fun and funny. And I got along. And I was like, okay, maybe this class won't be so horrible. Then I think it was our second or third class period that Katie and I and our other friend decided to skip class. And we were walking out of the building when I saw Drew. He was walking in. And he said, hi, we're, I don't know. Basically, he caught me skipping seminary. And so then we go back to seminary later. And then that was where we had our first conversation, real conversation, because he yelled at the class. Said, wow, how was the dentist? How was the doctor's? So that was basically it.
When did you go to the dentist?
I didn't, but that was, like, what he was saying. He was yeah. Because he saw us before. And so then he asked me if I wanted to go to Sonic with him, to skip seminary, and we went to Sonic literally at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, sorry. 7:45 in the morning. Oh. They go to Sonic.
We went to Sonic.
And let me preface this. I did not know who the F this kid was.
Not at all.
This sophomore, and Bella's like, I'm skipping seminary with Drew. This sophomore that I was just like, okay, you weirdo.
So there are four of them.
Okay, that's fine.
25% chance. Okay, so, yeah. That was it. And then we started getting friendly and knowing each other, and it was pretty awesome. He was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had a lot of problems with girls, and just, he's just such a little boy.
He's a
15.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if I should say that. We said our age.
Yeah.
He's a 15-year-old boy. Like, let me preface this with saying, I have never really hung out with, like, 15-year-old boys. Like, I've really only hung out with girls, I'll be honest. So I've never really had that experience.
He's just a little... He's a child.
Yeah, okay.
So, after, like, a week or two of us being friends and, like, talking, I go over to Katie's house to try on, I think, fake lashes for homecoming, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I really wanted Taco Bell, I think. And so we
But we couldn't go to Taco Bell.
Well, yeah, but we started at Taco Bell.
Okay. Honestly, oh, yeah, that is actually true.
Yeah. And then he starts FaceTiming me, and I was like, oh, I'll answer it. And I answer it.
Well, actually, I answered it.
Oh, that's true. You answered it. And he was like, who is this? And you're like, who is this? The whole conversation or whatever. And we ended up picking him up. I don't know how that happened, but we did. And we went and got Del Taco with him. I'm going to let you take over here.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I meet Drew. I'll let you know my first impressions. I thought he's a 15-year-old boy. I honestly don't, like, remember. I was just like, oh, he's funny, for sure. And he's nice. He's funny. All right. So, I'll just pick up where we left off. So, we're eating our Del Taco in the Del Taco parking lot. And, he does this thing. He like, pretends to whisper, but he doesn't even whisper. Well, he, like, does whisper, but, like, he's just, like, he'll be like, Bella, Bella. Like, I'll be in the car, literally in the passenger seat, and he'll go, Bella. And he'll, like, cover his mouth and, like, tell her a secret. And it's just, like, I'm literally sitting next to her.
He does it all the time.
And it's, like, that is so annoying.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and this time,
what's his problem? Okay.
He just texted Bella.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're getting up to. Drew's on
in his bed.
No. Hold on, no, that's his basement.
Oh, yeah, he does have LED lights in his basement.
Yeah. Okay. So, but are they in his bed?
No, I don't think so.
Anyways, and he texts, he's like, Bella, check your phone. Like a little idiot. He's like, Bella, check your phone. Bella, check your phone. And I had already told him my name,
like, probably three times by this point. Oh my goodness. He just kept asking, and I was like, my name's Katie. Every single time. And he texts Bella, and I was like, are you asking Bella for my name right now? And he goes, and he does his little laugh. He goes, yeah. And I was like, my name's Katie, you mother ever. And anyways, I don't know how. Okay, I think I'm forgetting some details.
Oh, I know how.
Okay, Bella.
Okay, so basically, earlier in the week, he was telling me about how him and his friend wanted to be Eskies so bad. Like, it's on their bucket list. Like, they wanted to be Eskies, right? And we just one thing led to another, and we told him that me and Katie have kissed.
Yeah.
Right?
Me and Bella kissed yesterday.
That's so true.
That has nothing to do with this story, but I just thought you should know.
Okay.
Well, okay, oh, sorry.
And somehow, I don't know, we just decided that me and Drew should be Eskies. So, Katie, I don't know how, like, who volunteered.
I don't
like, what
know.
Happened.
I genuinely can't remember.
It was decided, I think somewhat as a joke, that Katie should kiss
yes.
Drew.
As a joke.
It wasn't a joke anymore. It just became not a joke.
I also told him that I was 5'9".
And he believed
her. He believed me.
You are 4'11".
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I'm 4'10", and, like, some change. Like, almost 4'11". I'm not 4'11".
Oh, wow. The funny thing is, too, you get out of the car.
That's my biggest
And
secret.
He's like, you're not 5'9".
And I'm like, yes.
And he, like,
and he believed me again.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. This is sounding so horrible. I'm not like this, usually. We're in a church parking lot. Let me preface this. We live somewhere where church parking lots are on every street, on every street corner. Like, that's just how it is. Anyways. So, okay. Bella, I need your help explaining this. Okay. So, we kissed me and Drew.
Oh my god.
It was
so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
No,
I.
Like, he went, like, under. It was just, like.
No, he went in with an open mouth and then did not move his mouth a single bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just put his open mouth on your mouth.
Yeah.
And then, didn't he put his tongue in your mouth?
No. Okay, so I was like, okay, Drew, that was the most horrible kiss I've ever experienced in my life. Let me help you. Let me teach you a little bit. I was genuinely trying to help out this boy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, whoever kisses this boy next, this poor person. Because I don't mean to be rude, but the worst, like, I mean, I only have.
Maybe you should teach me how to kiss live.
Okay.
Another episode, or maybe,
all right,
maybe
next
after
episode.
We finish this.
I think this is an after. This is a.
Maybe right now.
After dark episode.
Okay. We'll film that after.
There's a fruit fly in my room. Okay, anyways. I teach this boy to kiss. Anyways, he says, hold on, let me try something. So we go in, he bites my lip. Like, not as we're kissing, just off the bat. Like,
that's all he did.
Yep, that's all he did. And I was like, oh, okay. Just so random. And so I teach him how to bite someone's lip, but normally. Like, while you're just having a little kiss. I'm not talking about, like, biting their lip off or anything. Just a little nibble.
Afterwards, he said his lip was, like, sore. Like, it hurt. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. He needs to get a grip. Get tougher lips, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, we kissed multiple times.
They kissed, like, 4 or 5 times. Each time it was just, like.
Like, 1 second. Like
critiquing.
Yeah.
Positive feedback. Kind of negative. It was feedback.
It was, yeah, feedback. Just. What is it called? Criticism? What is it called?
It's like
helpful criticism? What is it called?
It's like constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last time we did,
Also, Bella was in the driver's seat. I was in the passenger seat. Drew was in the back.
Oh, my God. And we were in this parking lot that was, like, 10 minutes away from our houses. And, like, it was time for me to be home, like, my curfew.
Yeah.
And they would not stop kissing. They just...
Okay, no.
No, you kept doing it. You just wanted to keep doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I said, guys, I have to go. And so they kissed while I was driving. And that one was, like, maybe 3 seconds long, 4 seconds.
I'd say, like, 10. That was the only... That was a good time. Like, that time was... No, listen. That time was good. Like he learned how to kiss.
Yeah, but I don't think it was 10 seconds long.
Really?
I don't actually remember.
I also have a skewed, like, vision of time.
It was, like, from the point that I started up a hill and got to the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, like, a solid 5 seconds. It feels pretty long when you can hear them next to you. Like, it feels longer than
that's my bad. Yeah. Bella, I do apologize for that.
Yeah, it's all right. But I guess...
But that wasn't the last time that happened.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, we just keep getting a little closer. Okay, after this, he tells Bella, he goes, I do not like her. Oh, also, he thinks my name is Olivia at this time.
Genuinely
thinks my name's Olivia. Like, how do you get Olivia from Katie? Like, I don't know. But he did, somehow. Anyways, okay.
I tried to tell him not to be a dick, and then it autocorrected to duck.
That's all.
Okay, well.
Okay, then what happens?
We hang out with him again.
Well, yeah, but...
When did
so stuff happened in between.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Okay, we hang out with him again.
I think it was after a football game, or, like,
no. We went to go get Kai.
What?
He calls Chai Kai. I just thought everyone
should I don't think that was the next... I don't know. We had Noah in the car this time, though.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
They went on a drive. They were playing...
Their music.
The most horrible rap music ever. Like, this is gonna date us, but, like, Mobamba... And what was it? Sicko Mode.
Yeah.
And like.
Ugh. But it's the funny because they were only playing like the same 4 songs mm-hmm. and they were screaming. And the
yeah, I know. Yeah. I was driving and it was just. I couldn't. I just couldn't drive. Okay. Bella drove my car that day also mm-hmm. just for a little bit because she wanted to. And it was awesome. Then. Okay. So, Noah's in the car. Noah is Drew's friend also, and he's so funny. He's honestly awesome. But you know what? In between this, I think we went to, like, tennis games together. Yeah. No, he didn't have my number yet.
No, he didn't have your number.
Never mind. Then we didn't.
I don't know how this happened. Like, I don't know how that ended up happening.
I don't know.
Kind of a blur. I miss Noah.
I miss Noah, too. We should hang out with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Not Drew, though.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm just kidding. And Crystal.
No, I don't see it.
I don't understand. Like, we have to be thinking of a different Crystal. Like, there's no way. Okay, anyways. Okay. When the night is coming to a close, we drop off Noah, Drew's friend, and we go to Drew's house and we park. And, Drew had been texting Bella.
I'm sorry. I want to jump back. The first time you kissed, I Like It by Cardi B was playing in the car.
That's I Like all. It by Cardi
okay,
B.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
That was the song that was playing in the back. That's his, like, favorite song. Okay. This time, it was Industry Baby by Lil Nas X. Oh, by the way, Drew had been texting Bella that he wanted to kiss me, like, so badly. And no offense, kissing's fun, AF. So I was like, okay. Because I genuinely didn't think this would lead to anything. Not that it did, but like...
So, yeah.
Okay, so...
I was sitting in the front while these two were making
out. I was driving. And, no, well, okay, listen. And then I went to the back seat where Drew happened to be. I'll be honest.
Then your hand...
People smelling good, like, really, like, puts a spell on me.
This kid has...
And he smells good all the time.
I don't think he does.
I really think he does.
I think he smells like a like a middle school boy gym.
No,
locker,
I don't like, think so. Room. No, it doesn't smell like that.
No, it's like bad. It's
no,
like,
no, Bella.
Not attractive smell at
no,
all.
No, it is attractive smell.
No, I don't like it.
And
he has like this thing for like smells, and like he has an absurd amount of like Febreze cans.
Oh yeah, this and, like, kid is like
perfumes or like colognes or like it's crazy.
No, but that's like a weakness I have, and I don't want to tell him that. But every time he gets in the car and he smells good, I'm like, no, no. Okay. Bella's on her phone during this podcast.
I'm texting Drew.
No, like, I'm serious. When he gets in the car and he smells good, game over.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think he smells good.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Like, you need to... I think that's why recently...
Oh my goodness.
Like,
I'll tell
genuinely.
Him that you don't like how he smells and just switch it up.
No.
Okay.
Don't tell him that. Okay, anyways, we make out. That's it. And then he goes home.
They made out for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
You made out for how long the song was?
It was not the whole song, but it was pretty long.
And this time was
it felt
better.
Long to me, and I was watching some of it because I was in
I
the
told
front
her not
seat.
To watch, and
that's
we blasted
funny.
The music so she wouldn't hear
I
it.
I turned up so loud.
Yeah.
I was in the front seat.
Yeah. That's my bad again, home dog. I'm sorry yeah. about that.
I feel like there's just too much has happened with this kid.
I know. We'll just talk about what happened between me and him because I feel like that's just interesting.
Okay.
Okay, then he texts Bella and says that he starts to, gain feelings for me. So, a day after that or a couple days after that, I have a chat with him. We go get Kai. Chai. Because I'm a crack whore for Chai. And I just have a talk with him and I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't feel, you know... like that, and he was like, okay. He's like, well, can we just do it as friends? Like, he assured me that he had never liked me in his life and was almost, like, disgusted with the thought of, like, me thinking that he had feelings for me. Like, genuinely.
But this is so crazy because he told me he did.
I know.
So I don't know what you're thinking here.
What do you mean? Me.
Yeah, I don't know what me? You were thinking because I told you and I showed you the text.
I know. Okay. This was before. Way before. Like
before?
A week. No, a week before.
Yeah, I like this ring. It kind of fits me.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's me Gmos.
Kind of awesome.
Okay, and it goes well. I thought I was really nervous about hurting his feelings and stuff. But it goes well and everything's good. And we just were hanging out and stuff. And then we have... he likes to have talks a lot.
Oh my god, he loves deep conversations,
but
like deep, like they're not like.
But if he, I'm not gonna bring that up. But, ugh, that.
Yeah.
Don't say that you like deep conversations.
Yeah.
Sorry, audio listeners.
Wow, hey, this is a pretty good podcast, I'd say.
I think so too.
Okay. Sorry, I'm gonna look at this real fast. No, keep going.
Okay. I have this chat. Okay, we have another chat a morning during the morning. Oh yeah, please plug it in.
Hey, you didn't say what happened that night.
What night?
When you went and got Kai. Oh wait, no, it was a different
that's
night. You're right.
Yeah. That's okay. And we just talk about how, cause okay, I make jokes a lot. That's like okay, so kiss me on the mouth. If someone does something nice for me, I'll be like, okay, kiss me on the mouth then.
No offense, but it's not charging at all.
Hold on, my phone is having a panic attack. It is. What are you doing?
Oh, it just wasn't for me.
Oops. Okay. And he's just like, why can't we make out? And I was like, well, we need to just be friends, and Bella would be upset with us, and...
I wouldn't be upset and, like... a jealousy sense, but in a sense that one of them is in love and the other one isn't. Like, just to clear that
yeah.
up.
And what had Drew told you at this point?
That he was catching feelings for you.
When did he say that he liked me? Because he said that. Oh, no. This was before this talk. Okay, so we had this talk, and but before this, Drew had said that he liked me, but then he changed his mind. And he said he doesn't like me. He likes the quality time he spends with me.
That was after.
That was after?
Yeah, that's what he said that after.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because you were... So this was... He was just having a rough night, I think. So you went to pick him up to go get a drink just to... I don't know,
calm down. No, this was in the morning.
When you guys...
This was when we went to Dimple Dell.
You are way ahead. You're, like, so far ahead. That was, like, last week, Katie.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you're right. No, it wasn't. That was a long time ago. When we went to the park, right? Yeah, that was right before
we went to the park.
So, it was, your timelines. So, it was when you went to pick him up and get chai that one night, and then...
No, that was after this.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, because you were in the car... No, because we were hanging out.
No, because we were getting Taco Bell, and I told you.
Yeah.
But that was after we dropped him off at his grandma's.
Yeah.
And that was way
no,
after.
No, we didn't drop... It was not the grandma's house.
Yes, it was.
Grandma's house was before this.
No.
I promise you, yes. Grandma's house was, like, the first week that you knew him, because that was the football game week.
Oh, wait, and you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
When did this happen?
I'm sorry. My timeline's so good.
I couldn't tell you. Okay, we could just look back in me and Drew's text.
That'd take too long.
True.
I genuinely... Okay.
Maybe you should tell the story, because to me, all these events, I couldn't tell you the order.
Okay, well, I can tell you what I know, but I wasn't there.
Okay.
But from what I know, is he was just needed a friend that night, I think, and so Katie went to pick him up, and took him to get... chai or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, and we got chicken nuggets.
Really?
And I bit one and he ate it.
Wow.
Oh, he's also like a germ freak.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of funny.
Like, he will make out with me but won't drink out my straw. Like, I don't know how that makes sense to him, but okay. Okay.
This whole podcast, we're just talking about guys. That's so... Okay. But we can brainstorm other, like, things to talk about.
Okay.
Later. Okay, sorry.
But this is just on the brain.
That's true.
And this is important for history.
That is true.
Anyways, basically, the moral of the story is I kiss him again. Bella's not there this time. And Bella told me not to do it.
And she doesn't tell me!
Okay, I didn't tell her for, like, 2 days.
It was more than 2 days.
No, it wasn't.
Yep.
Nope, yep. No, it wasn't. It was not 2 days.
It was at least 4.
No, it was not 4 days. It was 2. I didn't... No.
4.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hey, you know what? You know how many times you messed up the timeline so far?
Okay, that's fair,
so
but it was...
4 days.
No, because it was not that long. There's no way it was that long. Because I have such a guilty conscience. There's no possible way.
I don't know.
There's no way.
Okay, well...
Anyways, it was
I would just like to say that the only reason I think that she told me was because... Right before, I was like, Katie, if you ever kiss him again, you have to tell me. Because I know that you don't do that all the time. You don't
My god.
No, because I tell her very specifically not to do things. Then someone else tells her to do it, so she does it and doesn't tell me. And then it always backfires. And so okay. I told her not to do that. And then she said, well...
Okay, well, Bella does have a point.
Yeah.
Where this does happen, but not frequently at all. It's happened twice in the history of ever.
I think so, yeah.
Both times, major consequences. But the first time, it wasn't my fault. I was manipulated. Also, the second time, it kind of also wasn't my fault. Because I was also manipulated. Okay. Because Drew said that he had no feelings for me at all. And that it was just for friends, and it was fun. And kissing is fun. So I thought it was fine.
Fine, we can make out right now.
Fine. Anyways, that's basically the story. And now we're, like, friends? Well, no, me and Drew are friends, but I don't know if he thinks we're more than friends. Oh, my parents went ballistic today on me. Because my birthday's coming up. Well, me and Bella's birthdays are coming. We should do a birthday episode.
Okay.
We should do it on the 7th.
Okay. Okay, so, and he wants to get me a ring, and my parents went ballistic over the... So, I don't know why, but...
Basically, at this point, he's in love with her.
He says he's not. Right now?
Yeah, I really think so.
No way. Okay. I genuinely don't think so.
Okay. You genuinely did not when you decided to make out with him to Cardi B. By the way, that's how long they made out was for the entirety of I Like It by Cardi B.
That's true.
So, I guess the reason we're discussing this is because although it doesn't sound like it, this kid has literally had such an impact on our lives. Like
the biggest impact anyone has ever had on our relationship.
I don't know how, like...
How did he infiltrate us so hard?
I don't know, and it's only been, like, a month or two of knowing
him.
Yes. But it's, like, so he much has is happened. So much a part of, like... Like, I don't know, things would be so different if it weren't for him, and I don't know
how... I agree.
Yeah. Nobody else has ever been this, like, influential. He hasn't necessarily influenced anything.
Yeah, but, like...
But, like, he has.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, cast your verdict. Follow me on Twitter and at me if you think Drew's in love with me. I'm not egotistical. I'll pay you if Drew says one day that he's in love with me, like,
hey, genuinely, you know what? Me,
what?
You have to kiss him next week.
No, I don't.
He's really counting on it. He really, really
is. Are you sure?
Yeah. He has our birthdays in his calendar.
Yeah, I know, but I think he forgot about it.
No, he did not. He brought it up, like, a little bit ago. He did not forget. Katie agreed to kiss him on... To kiss him on her birthday.
Well, I said that if he remembered my birthday. This honestly isn't fair because he wrote it down.
That is true. He has the worst memory.
He has the worst memory I've ever seen. So I was like, if you remember my birthday... I told it for him. And I'm like, if you remember my birthday, we can kiss on my birthday. And I think he might remember. But I don't... Like, I feel like it'd be weird now.
Not for him.
He also says weird stuff sometimes.
Yeah. He does. But we don't have to...
No, we're not going to get into that. No. Maybe not ever. Anyways, our Drew episode.
Oh, my goodness. So, all 44 of you...
Maybe more. Maybe this will attract some new customers.
That's true. If anybody got through this entire thing.
Oh, my gosh. Because
our last one was about...
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Maybe we should delete that. But we can't.
We can't.
We can't.
I hate it, but we can't.
We can't. It's history.
Yeah. Ugh. But it took us a year to film the second episode.
That's so true. Maybe we'll be seniors next time you hear from us. No,
let's do this every single week.
Okay.
Okay.
Me and Bella literally, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, me and Bella have, well, I have separation anxiety from Bella.
Yeah. I agree.
Like every waking hour I spend thinking of Bella. And only Bella. Sometimes I think about Noodles and Company. Bella, what's your favorite food ever?
I really like pasta and, like, sushi. Only the vegetarian sushi.
So basically, she likes rice and vegetables.
Yeah.
That's Bella's sushi. It's most people's. Oh, I hate my cousin. I'm sorry.
Your cousins?
Yeah. No, just my cousin. My girl cousin. Okay. Have anything? I feel like we can't just end it with that. Right.
I don't know.
I think we should, you know what we should do? We should take, like, quizzes.
Right now?
No, not right now, but, like, on different episodes. Okay. Like, yeah. We could take the love test. Like, what's it called?
We should plan this out a little bit more, just because I feel like...
I'm sorry, everyone. This is probably horrible.
No, I mean, this is so awesome.
This is kind of awesome.
I'm also really tired right now.
Me too. It's also, yeah, honestly... It's really late, and I haven't slept more than, like, 6 hours in, like, probably 3 weeks. But that's okay. What else has happened? Oh. Oh, I didn't tell you this, but my parents said they have a surprise for me on my birthday. And you know how I get my hopes up. Like, crazy.
Katie.
I know.
They're not here, Greece.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I'm like...
No.
They might!
You're not taking you to Greece.
They might! They said 6 o'clock on my birthday. They might!
Should I figure it out for you?
Yes. Text my parents.
Give me your parents number.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think I can tell you if I figure it out.
No, you have to.
No, because that's a surprise.
I'll look through your phone.
No, you won't. You don't know my password.
Yeah, I do.
What is it? You can say it out loud.
It's even numbers.
Okay.
I'm horrible with this stuff. I feel like it's like 16, 22, 24. Am I wrong?
Sorry, what? I did not hear.
It's like 16, 22, 24 or something.
No, not even close.
Will you tell me? I won't remember.
I know you won't. Wait, but we're recording it.
I'll cover the microphone.
No, I did. Because what if I find out? I don't want you going through my phone for this. Are we still recording?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Well, what do you want from me? You want me to end it?
How long is it so far?
41 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh my gosh, Bella's pants string is in a heart right now.
Want to see something cool?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, should we record our video right now?
What video?
Our Ryan.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry, we were gonna record a TikTok.
I have to go soon.
Okay. Yeah. But that's how this episode ends. So you'll hear that. You'll hear us singing a tad bit. Bella, one day I'll let you read my dirt journal.
Can that be today?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should do a podcast episode where we read my journal.
Out loud?
Yeah, but do you have a journal?
No.
Why? Do you have, like, a notes app or something?
We're not reading this.
Why?
No.
Oh.
They're all...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Okay, hurry. Let's record it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm singing, so just pretend I'm not.
Okay.
La 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 la.
Why can't we, like, pause this is my question.
I don't know. I could be brown.
I could be brown.
Perfect. Okay.
I could be brown. I could be...
Okay, we have to go to right where she... Okay, there you go. Do you remember it?
Well, no, I have to do it.
I could be a violet sky.
Yeah.
I could be purple. I could be anything you like.
Okay, it's right here.
Wait, no, we didn't get the... No, it deleted the last one because my phone died.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be purple, I could be hurt. Oh, wait. Is it hurtful than purple?
Yeah, and be louder, like more aggressive.
Oh, well, I'll just get it closer.
No, like more aggressive.
Okay. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
That was so off. Goodness, it was so bad.
I don't care.
Okay, we don't care. Awesome. Save.
I could be...
Like, let's not watch it till the end.
Okay.
Did it really not save? That's so upsetting.
I know.
Oh, your dad said headed home ?
When?
When I was recording.
Oh.
I want far to follow me.
Oh,
I changed my room. I have different wall decor now.
No offense, but they never saw your room.
Well, that's true, but I think they should know. And I have a disco ball, and that's pretty awesome. No, it's not. It's the 18th.
Okay, we have to hurry because my dad wants me home.
Okay.
Who's? Who?
Samuel B. Warbison.
Okay, do you remember your other part? Violet Sky! I think.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm just gonna pretty much do the same thing, but
you know, you have to be yeah, it's different.
I'll be different.
No.
I'll be different.
I could be Violet Sky, I'll be her flag, I'll be purple, I could be anything you like!
Also, my parents are probably sleeping.
Okay, well, you missed your opportunity, so.
We were recording this, girl. That's important. That's what I sound like. What the heck?
Okay, ready?
Okay. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be purple, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
You did the same exact thing over again. Stop. Restart. Restart.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did the exact same thing.
Well, then what do I do?
The thing that Will does.
Violet sky. Okay.
Violet sky. I could be her flag. I could be purple. I could be anything you like.
I could be brown. I could be blue. I could be violet sky.
You did the same thing again.
I could be anything you like.
You should have taken Ryan's part.
Because you're such a...
Give me your... I'm leaving.
I know you don't.
We'll finish this later. Yes, I do.
No.
My dad texted me. You saw it.
Stop. I could be brown. I could be blue.
No.
I could be violet sky. I could be purple.
Stop.
I could be purple. I could be anything you like.
Oh my goodness.
I could be brown. I could be blue. I could be violet.
You're in the wrong octave.
I could be purple. I could be hurtful. I could be anything you like.
And you got purple and hurtful messed up.
You need to take a chill pill.
Give me my phone back. I need to go home.
No.
Please.
No.
Okay.
Okay. No. Okay. That's good, though. No, you didn't delete it. I just saw you delete it.
Why did I delete it? I'll finish it later.
Is this because of this?
What?
Is this because I called you something?
Yes, that was so mean.
No, you know this is still recording. Okay, we have to say bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
See you later. See you later. See you later. Bye-bye. Maybe in a year.
No.
No.
Okay, maybe for a birthday episode.
Okay, bye.
Tune in for a birthday. Bye.
Okay, bye.